So, a while back, some post, I don't know, I can't remember what it was, but we started talking about pregnancy as a kink or and I think one or two people wanted to hear why I find it interesting. I've never been with a married person before, or married, I meant pregnant, a person before. So, yeah, and even, porn-wise, I'm not sure what exactly speaks to me, but I guess we'll figure out in this audio. Well, first of all, I guess there's the aspect of things that I'm definitely interested in having children. I'm pretty sure, at least. Five, if possible. To set itself aside from my own family, so yeah. I want a large family of my own. Think there's something about, is it sanctity or whatever you want to call it, the sanctity of childbearing, I guess you could call it, or the, it's probably the wrong word, but I mean, I suppose it's a bit glorified in a way, but that's how it is to me. Then, it's special that you're bringing new life into the world, you know. What you do with it afterwards is a whole different story, you know, but there's something magnificent about the process of creating life in yourself, or via two people. So to some degree, I guess it's sort of, well, not sacred, but what's the word? It's not prestigious. What is the word? This is turning out to be a long ramble about nothing because I can't remember words in a different language. It's beautiful. Let's just say that there's something very beautiful, very vulnerable, very amazing about pregnant women. So that's one aspect of it. Another aspect is, well, I mean, I'm not only interested if it was possible to fuck the pregnant woman that I hypothetically could create a child with. I certainly wouldn't mind, if it was in the agreement or previous to it, to try and fuck other pregnant women. It's a bit of a niche kink, I guess, but there's that. And the reason I say that is because in the first case, if it was my wife or a companion who, or SO, whatever you want to call it, who was pregnant, obviously there would be the sense of well, pride in a way, ownership too, you know, someone giving their body so much, or giving their body to me in a sense, you know, allowing themselves to be bred to bear my offspring. There's something incredibly arousing, incredibly empowering about that thought. But on the other side, where if it's someone who isn't my wife or isn't bearing my child, there's still, and that also applies to my wife, a sense of vulnerability to it, you know. And I think a lot of the whole sex and submission, dominance and all that stuff has to do with vulnerability, you know. You give up or I suppose the more vulnerable a certain person is, the more it sort of entices me in a way. And being pregnant, I don't see a much more vulnerable state. Sorry. But there's something very raw, very animalistic, very basic about that. That very much speaks to me. I can't really put words into it, but you know, that's you gotta take that for what it is. And aside from all that, aside from the sexual aspect of it, you know, I think there's something amazing about getting to nurture new life into the world and getting to watch how your partner is going through a process. Obviously, you know, there are downsides to everything, you know, but you know, childbearing, raising a child, it's not easy. It's a lot of work, you know. You pretty much bind yourself for the next 18 to maybe the rest of your life years. So it's definitely not like it's an easy choice to make, but I think there's something amazing about getting to watch your partner, how her belly grows and how full of life she, you know, will be some days, and other days are not going to be as pleasant, but that's just how you kind of have to, you know, I don't want to call it bad, because obviously it's never fun to puke and have a morning, like, you know, sickness or whatever, but yeah, I think it's something that I very much would enjoy. Yeah, I guess there isn't really much more to say to it. Not like I've prepared a written statement or any kind of script on this, so it was just whatever I could pull from my head. So yeah. Later.